please listen carefully.
Hello, universe. Welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Summers McKay.
And I'm Christy Jansen, and we're part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media in the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
Every single day of the year, every single season, the team at the Optimist Daily is busy publishing positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, home office-worthy. It's for the universe. Christy, are we going to change that next week? Worthy podcast. Today is Thursday, June 25th, 2020. Hi, how are you today?
I guess we can change it if we determine the return on investment is a good use of our time. If our listeners are annoyed by listening to us say the same scripted welcome, then yeah, we should definitely update our real open instead of just making you say universe, which I think you're still not used to because it took you a few extra seconds to actually get going this morning. So yeah. I think you're waiting for me to start and it was on you.
We're both quietly looking at each other like, no, you go. I'll go. Oh, podcasting from afar is so fun. Well, Christy, we are waiting for an update on your Just Dance. Did you do it again?
No. Although we do have a dance party planned tonight. My husband had to get up super early because he has a job down in Long Beach. I'm a little anxious about that, but he had to leave at 4:30. So I got up to say goodbye to him and have coffee with him this morning. So I've been up since 4 a.m. So it's been a very long day already. So I went to bed early last night.
Well, I guess that's okay. I have been really bad about my HIIT workouts this week, but yesterday afternoon, we actually did go to a friend's home and have a socially distant backyard gathering where we got to get Brennan swimming. And she loves pools. She loves the ocean. But I have this terrifying fear that I haven't taught her water safety and we haven't been able to put her in swim classes yet. So as I was saying to you and Amelia before this started, she's like Moana. She just crawls directly toward the water or the ocean. So my goal for this next week is to figure out how to teach my daughter swim safety in the absence of having a swim teacher, which I think probably sounds crazy. But I also looked back at my journal last year, my 50 goals, of which I only established 9. And number 9 was begin swimming with my daughter. So I'm very pleased to say that I have started that, just not necessarily safely yet.
No, that's good. Well, my morning started really early, so I did get to do yoga this morning, even if I didn't do a HIIT workout yet today. But I'll get to it. You know, everything in balance, it's all good, Summers. It's all good.
I feel like it is all good. I feel like we're in the flow. As you guys know, yesterday I was super intense, a little stressed out before our meeting with our stakeholders. And the meeting went really well because we have super good news to report at the Optimist Daily. We are doing better than we ever have. Christy, what do you think's behind that?
Well, I think it's all the positive energy we're pushing into this organization and all of our wonderful listeners, readers, people who engage with us. And maybe it's just the moment. I think the world is really looking for solutions and we're all gearing up to making this world back to better. And I just feel like the energy is really shifting.
Yeah, it's kind of like the world has taken a deep breath and is going to something better.
Funny you should mention that, Summers, because the story that I chose to focus on for the Optimist Daily Update today is all about breathing. When you get anxiety, you yourself, Summers, I'm talking to you, or if you're getting a little aggro, this is really important. It's also...
Are you still talking to me? Anxiety, aggro, what? Who?
You and myself and the entire world. And also, it's about health. So the headline on this story is, here's how breathing exercises can boost your COVID-19 resilience. It's in the health section on the Optimist Daily. It is also how you can boost your resilience in general. And it is something that I've read about for at least 10 years. It's linked to longevity. It's linked to overall basic health. It's linked to better outcomes in life. Breathing is really important. It is the key to living well and living long, especially breathing through your nose. And this story talks all about why that works It focuses on something called nitric oxide, also known as NO. And this is a gas which is absorbed by the body through the nose.
I know people will read the article, and I don't want people to not read the article, but I do want to get a little tactical on how our breathing, so like, should we breathe through our noses?
So you breathe through your nose as opposed to your mouth. There's a new book out about this that I haven't read yet, but I'm looking forward to reading, by James Nestor, and it's called Breath, A New Science of a Lost Art. And this is a great book. I've heard an excerpt of it, and it's one I'm looking forward to reading. But really, getting back in touch with your breath is one of those super essential things with getting a whole body health. And in this book, he did an exercise where for 2 weeks, he plugged his nose and just breathed through his mouth. And he documents all of the things that went wrong. And then he changed it up. So he was just breathing through his nose and all the benefits he got from that. It just shows you how actually getting control of your breathing in a positive way can really boost everything.
I love it. Well, thank you. We will definitely focus on breath.
I have to go look that up. When you just breathe through your mouth, if for whatever reason you have a blocked septum or you just are not able to breathe through your nose, so many of your body systems actually don't do as well. You don't get the right kind of oxygen. You start to have issues with blood pressure and regulating all of your systems. Breathing through your nose, on the other hand, actually helps you to regulate your body systems. And part of it is through nitric oxide. It's also about being really stimulating to your parasympathetic, which is your calming nature. And this is why yoga is in meditation breathing is really important for keeping calm. It's also why things like singing and chanting also bring your stress levels down, because you take longer exhales than inhales. That tends to lower your anxiety. It lowers the cortisol. It boosts your oxytocin and the good chemicals in your brain. And it also boosts your immune system. And that's why it's really important in relation to COVID. They've also, people who have been experiencing COVID symptoms, doing breathing exercises is one of those things that when you do them right and consistently, it can also improve your outcomes. So
yeah, alleviate some of the physical stress that's associated with it. Well, I know that there's a technique called prana breathing, which I think we should probably look up and share. But I know that when I do that, where you close one nostril and just breathe deeply through one and then alternate back and forth, it is very centering. And I did not know it was because I was increasing the nitric oxide in my blood. So this is a great story. I had a hard time picking, like always. And I feel like whenever I hear us saying that on the podcast, it seems like we are saying a line. But the simple fact is there are so many really good stories that they are hard to choose from. But today I picked a story that was written by one of our staff writers, Vlad, about a topic that is very, very close to his heart and some of the work he is doing. And this also speaks to our social entrepreneurship article that we will be releasing for The View on Sunday. Oh. Yeah. So the headline that I have chosen is Impact-Driven Entrepreneurship is Slashing Plastic Pollution in Indonesia. Now, Indonesia actually is the second largest plastic leaking into the ocean, only China before it. You might not have known that. It has coral reefs that are some of the most plastic-ridden in Asia Pacific. We have talked at length about the value of coral reefs to the overall biosphere and that we have to protect it. Well, a ambitious program established in 2019 by a Dutch nonprofit organization called Enviro is focused on reducing plastic waste from Indonesia. So it's basically creating a lot of zero waste solutions from abroad and bringing them into Indonesia. In particular, this one is partnering with a laundry detergent entity that is trying very hard to get rid of 80,000 tons of single-use plastic laundry detergent packaging. Now, in the United States, we don't have single-use laundry detergent quite as prolifically. Actually, we've got, you know, Tide Pods running amok. But it is a very common practice in Indonesia to have single-package laundry detergent. So I love that this startup is focusing on tackling one big waste problem. And I think it's really exciting to see all of the other partnerships that are coming out of social entrepreneurship to tackle one problem at a time in an economically viable way. I feel like I'm the Optimist Daily's economics girl here where I'm constantly like, what's the business model? And I guess that's probably my job. But I love to see social entrepreneurship, and I love to see solutions that have a viable business model that both improve the world, reduce plastic, and are profitable. Thank you, Vlad, for writing this article. And thank you, everyone who is out there involved in social entrepreneurship. If you guys have efforts and energies that you're putting forth in social entrepreneurship, please send them our way to solutions@optimistdaily. We want to hear about them. We want to read them. Christy, I have a friend who has a podcast called 30 Minute Mentors, Adam Mendler, and he sent his podcast our way because he thought it would be inspiring for our listeners as well. So a little cross promo for 30 Minute Mentors with Adam Mendler. It is all about social entrepreneurship and finding entrepreneurial ways to solve our world's biggest problems. That's my little entrepreneurship dance today because I'm feeling very businessy.
I appreciate you bringing this solution to the forefront. Our view this weekend will be looking more deeply into the way that social entrepreneurs are really shaking up the world and how impact investing can really do that bottom-up kind of changing, disrupting technologies, really improving people's lives because of lived experience and knowledge gained just from life, not necessarily being top-down kind of change, but that bottom-up kind of change. And that's what our article for this weekend is going to be about for The View, which will go directly to our emissary feeds, and it will be findable on the website for everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. We have another great headline, just one more that I had a hard time not choosing simply because I'm deep in this right now, and it's how to change people's minds without triggering a negative response. Yes. I actually spent a fair amount of time talking to my coach and my therapist about this in this past week, simply because we are seeing people just being super inflamed and super reactive, and people's senses of self are being really, really offended by this forced change that is upon us. And so I won't go through this article, but I would highly recommend everybody take a look at how to change people's minds without triggering a negative response and put that into practice and let us know if it works for you.
Well, there are a number of really exciting stories today. It was really hard to choose one or two to focus on. There's a story about an experimental sickle cell treatment, which is using CRISPR, which is looking very promising. There's a story, The Boundless Ways You Can Make a Difference in Your Community. That's very uplifting and inspirational. There's a story about some new surgical tape that is like a band-aid for your internal organs. And there's a hybrid hydrogen electric aircraft, which just took flight in the UK. And really, I think hydrogen is going to revolutionize air travel. I'm involved with another project along those lines as well. There's a smoky mouse, which was endangered, which is from Australia, which they feared were wiped out during bushfires, but they've now found them alive, which is very positive.
In cute little baby animal pictures, exactly.
And now Starbucks is actually serving some plant-based meat, of course. That means it's really mainstream.
Exactly, if it's at Starbucks. It's a fun day on the Optimist Daily, as always. So Christy, as always, also, you and I are running late for our editorial meeting where we have to discuss amazing new solutions, so we got to wrap this up. I want to thank everybody for listening to today's Optimist Daily Update. We promise to continue to share positive, solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for the good. We promise to cover current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
And please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com. For just $5 a month, support reader-funded independent journalism, be a part of the solution-changing consciousness, and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset. If you're already an emissary, thanks so much for doing that, and sorry for all of the spamming of the website, encouraging people, reminding them to sign up as an emissary. We're just trying out a couple of different new tactics. So hopefully everyone can stick with us while we fine-tune the process.
Don't you apologize for asking for money. That is not allowed. We can't apologize for asking for support for our team. Well, take that.
You don't have to. If you can't do it, there's no shame in that. It's just that that's how we survive.
We want to keep the Optimist Daily free to those who need it and supported by those who can. So
exactly.
Thank you, everybody.
It is still free. Yeah.
Oh, and if anybody has really good baby safety swim techniques, can you send those to solutions at the Optimist Daily too? All right. Thanks.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Emma.
Bye, guys. Okay, wait, behind the curtain, do-do-do, behind the curtain. Everybody, Christy was just, like, responding to my comment for about the last 18 seconds while on mute, and I'm sure she said super wise things, but let's see if she can do it again. Go!